The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and I want to tell you, our dear listeners, that today we are celebrating. Yay, congratulations to us, meaning that we have completed the pilot series. So that means we are now taking off phase two. We just signed a contract for another year with the Voice America management. And so that means good news. That means that they like what I've been doing, and they're supporting us, and they want us to go forward. And I'm happy to represent Voice America. So it's a what I call a win-win situation. Now, also, I have with me my dear wife, my other half. Some people say my better half, or as Chuck Lewis would say, my significant other. But anyway, so I got Linda with me. And good news, I have one of our guests back from last week. Remember the father and son who, they are an amazing team. They wrote this book, which is titled Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. And it's about how to resolve conflicts, problems, and situations with anyone about anything. And we're talking about, this is the featuring the proven and effective Lewis approach. And again, it's written by Charles Lewis and Charles Lewis. In other words, so Chuck the father, Chuck Lewis, and then his son, Charles Lewis. So we have Chuck with us. So Chuck, good morning and welcome back.
Yeah, good morning, Naftali. It's really good to be back and to talk once again.
Yes, yes, I feel that we definitely have a lot to talk about, because last week we basically just touched the tip of the iceberg, if you will. And Chuck, I started reading your book up to chapter two, among so many things that we have to do. But I find this amazing, actually, that if I understood correctly, your son already took advantage of your approach when he was a teenager.
Yes.
Which is, that's phenomenal. Just to show you that people from different ages can use your approach. It's not limited in any way. And even a teenager can figure it out.
Yes.
So, on that note, Chuck, how would you like to start today from, as we continue from last week?
Yeah, actually, let me mention this. The book is a very comprehensive book. And I'll tell you how I look at it. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work very diligently to help people get better. But I found that traditional therapy took too long for me. So over the years, I developed this approach. And that's how Charles learned about it, because he had to have questions he wanted. His friends would ask questions. I'd tell them what to say, and they all were getting things they wanted. And so finally, my son Charles said, hey, Ben, let's write this book. And so he spent 4 years on it. The first 2 years, See, the benefit, Charles, was he's not a therapist. He's never taken psychology or anything like that. And so for him to be effective in using this approach means that anybody else could use it. And so when we first did the first year of the things I was telling him, I said, well, Dad, that wouldn't work, this wouldn't work, that wouldn't work. Then as he learned the process, we went back the second year and put the things we took out back in there. And so now it's really comprehensive. And when he would talk to people about the stuff he learned, he was learning about the psychological things because people said, oh, that's fogging. Oh, that's some other kind of theories that they used. Mm-hmm. But it was none of those things. It's similar to a lot of things, but it's totally different than anything else because it's designed to get your needs met quickly, not spend time. So when you learn the Lewis approach, you don't need to continue to consult with anybody. Because you learn to communicate more effectively. And that's the benefit of this book.
Right, yeah. Right. And by the way, Chuck, and obviously since we're both on the same page, so because, again, my mission is, as I emphasized to our listeners from the beginning, is that the whole idea of going back to basics is to tell people that things don't have to be the way they seem to be in terms of the what I call the divorce epidemic. In other words, the style is that everybody gets divorced. Or what have you. It's just that the way is to look at life differently, and that's what we like so much about your approach, is that you're offering people hope.
Yes. Actually, I'm going to tell you, before I go on, I just want to mention that my wife and I celebrated our 52nd wedding anniversary 2 days ago.
Yay.
Congratulations.
That is very impressive, Chuck. This day and age, right, Linda, we definitely commend you for that, and we admire for that. But that means that you obviously doing something right.
Yes, exactly. Do you remember when we met that very nice couple in Muncie years ago? Unfortunately, they already passed away, but they were together 62 years. And you remember what you said to Mr. Kimmel?
Yes, I said to him, "Tell me what is your secret for surviving marriage for being married for so many years." Now you know, Chuck, it's interesting. You know what he said to us? He says, "You have to find the right girl."
Oh, wow.
That's what he said. You know, he was 90 years old, so he was already talking like that. But we don't exactly know what he meant. But you have to find the right girl, Chuck. Maybe you can figure that out for us.
Well, you know, one of the things is that it's so complicated mixing the Lewis approach and therapy because mm-hmm. people can find the right person and turn them into somebody else
mm-hmm.
because they're used to certain things. Usually we pick people that we're used to. Even if things are going bad, we keep picking that bad type of person. So the thing that the Lewis approach really focuses on is basically focusing on the self, your person, your own self. Mm-hmm. Because the key is that if you get your needs met in a relationship, you'll stay in it. If you continually do not get your needs met, that's when problems start up. So the Lewis approach effectively works at you getting your needs met, and the other person will love you for that. People love winners. If you're constantly getting your needs met, you're constantly happy, you're constantly that, people like that. Even your enemies will like you better.
Uh-huh.
So the key part is finding ways to get your needs met. And we found that tool to do that with. And that's really basically what works.
Right. So you're saying, Chuck, and like you said, I remember you told this to Linda and I, that even with you, it was actually your wife who was quite beneficial to you in you developing this approach. You actually, it was trial and error until you finally began to realize that there's something interesting going on here between the two of you, right?
Yes. Let me tell you this because it was really funny to me. So when we got married, my wife and I, let me tell you, I don't remember the situation exactly, but she wanted me to do something that was really impossible to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to explain to her, well, you can't do this. This won't work. Because it just can't happen. And she stuck with the idea of, do this for me. And I found myself trying to do the impossible and trying to please. Is this the way you want it? And I'm thinking, Chuck, what are you talking about? You can't do this. But I'm trying to please her anyway. And so I begin to figure out that what I was trying to do is convince her to listen the way I wanted everything to be. And she kept telling me how to do it for her. So that won out. That won because she was setting out to get her needs met, and I was setting out to be dependent on her to think of my thinking. She can't think my thoughts.
Right.
She thinks her thoughts, I think mine. So what I learned is you share, and the key to it is to always try and work out a way to get your needs met, but there's a key to it, but not at the expense of the other person. So you can't impose your will on another person. Like, you can't say, go in there and get the coffee and bring it here. They say, well, I'm busy, I'm doing it. Do it now. See, and now you're imposing on that person's will. And that generates problems when you do that, when you try and impose on another person. But we found ways that you can get the same thing by using other words, where the person is willing to change what they're doing for you. Because in the process, they get their needs met also. It's a very effective tool.
Mm-hmm.
If I can tell you about a situation I had with a family, because I know that one of the things my partner wanted me to kind of talk about is abusive couples, people that are abusive. And I had this one couple that was very abusive. I'm going to change the story a little bit because these people are still out there.
Mm-hmm.
But this husband would, I was talking to him, he says to his wife, well, I never did anything to interfere with you or bother you or hurt you. Why are you complaining a lot? And he says, well, I did punch in the stomach, and I did break your hand. And I did, and I thought he was psychotic. I thought something was wrong. But it was for real. And then they got into this big argument. Now, I made home visits. I was in the home of this person, and they had the doors locked. I couldn't get out. And they got into an argument, and they were about to go to physical violence. And this is what I did. Now, they knew a little bit about the approach, but this is before the Lewis approach was developed. And what I told them is that, hold it, stop. Somebody has to get their needs met. And then the guy says, honey, do it for me. She says, no, do it my way. Do it my way. And they started laughing. They looked at me as if to say, what did you do to us? And they got that issue was resolved, and the violence stopped. Now, this was a very violent man. He hated women. But as the treatment went on, and he learned the principles of the Lewis approach, everything changed, and his wife said, hey, he's different. If you don't believe me, just talk to him. And he was different. He was on strong antipsychotic medication. And eventually the psychiatrist took him off the medicine. And even when he was having a crisis, the doctor felt he didn't need the medicine. Now, that was strange because this was a doctor that over-medicated people. So I thought that was interesting. So that's just one case. There's plenty of cases like that because in my approach, I dealt with the most difficult people in the county of Los Angeles. And they were referred by the administration for me to deal with them. And I got good results with all of them.
You know, Chuck, that's really, really very impressive. I mean, so you have all these years of experience. So what's telling me that a lot of people can benefit from all these years of experience that you have. And as a result of that, that's why you were able to write this fascinating book, you and your son.
Now, let me mention one other thing. It wasn't that I did something to these people. They learned the principles of getting their needs met.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Chuck,
I didn't have to keep working.
Chuck, excuse me, one second. Yeah, my engineer told me we're about to go to commercial break. So hold that thought, and when we come back, we'll continue with that. So we'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my guest, Chuck Lewis. Again, he's written this fascinating book with his son, Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. And by the way, I just realized before, I didn't mention it because we were talking about celebration. Anyway, so the topic for today is, again, how to get and stay happily married using the proven and effective Lewis approach. And this is obviously part two. Part one was last week that you can all listen to. Okay, so as we were saying, Chuck, you know, Chuck, I have an idea. Just in case our listeners, I know it's by us, it's morning here, and people work and all that. So perhaps we could do a role play. My wife and I, Linda and I, could do a role play, and you can demonstrate to our listeners the before and after.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Linda, so I have an idea. You know how, let's use an example we can definitely relate to. It's when you work in a computer.
Yeah.
You know? And it drives me crazy that sometimes I feel like you're married to the machine. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, so let's see if we can try something like this. So you see, Chuck, the way, for example, we get into arguments sometime is I come over to Linda. I say, you know, Linda, I have to talk to you. And she says to me, go away. You're bothering me. You're busy now. Right? So let's see if we can do that. Remember how you do that with me? Because you do it so naturally, you don't even realize that. So let's see if I come over to you and say, you know, Linda, I have to talk to you for a minute. What do you say?
Okay, right now I'm very busy working on a website.
Okay. But Linda, this is really important. I have to talk. Something important came up, and I have to talk to you right now.
You have to wait 5 minutes.
I don't have 5 minutes. I have to talk to you right now. It's really urgent.
I'll be right there. What is the concern?
No, I need you to stop what you're doing, and I need you to come and talk to me right now.
Okay, give me 1 minute so I can just update this.
I don't have a minute. It has to be done right now.
Okay. I'll get there.
Okay, the point is, Chuck, Celinda's being polite. What happens is, Chuck, that she really starts getting, she snaps at me, and she says, why don't you go away? Leave me alone. Leave the room and just leave me alone. When I'll finish, I'll come over to you. You're bothering me. You see,
okay.
Chuck, and then that's how we get into an argument. So now, how would the Lewis approach do it totally differently?
Okay, now here's what the issue is. When you said, I need to talk to you, is very open.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pointed to anything. So it's not designed to get your needs met. It sounds like it is, but it's not. It's designed, I need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
She has no clue as to what that's all about. So her mind can then wander around trying to figure out what you're going to do to her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do to make it a little different is you say, like you did, you called her name. You said, Linda, talk to me for a few minutes. She says, I'm busy. I understand that. And then she would say, Linda said, but take some time out and talk to me now. I'd appreciate it. And she says, look, I tell you, I'll do it in 5 minutes. Well, I'm glad you gave me the, tell me about 5 minutes. But change that and talk to me now. Make me happy. Do it for me. Okay? Now, when you look at what you're saying, even though it wasn't a big aggressive kind of approach, people
mm-hmm.
listening in can hear that something's brewing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to take the point, instead of saying, I need to talk to you, just say, Linda, do this for me and talk to me for a few minutes. Just say that term.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's try it. Linda, let's try it again now with using the Lewis approach.
Okay.
Let's see if we follow what Chuck is saying here. Okay,
okay.
So I'm coming. Okay, so let's try.
Let me tell the audience so they know what you're doing. The first thing you're doing, we're mm-hmm. assuming that it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing you do when you have a problem, you start every sentence with an action verb. An action
mm-hmm.
verb is like do, take, tell, give, go, arrange. Words that give direction. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say, Linda, do this for me. So you notice that we're using an action verb.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tell her to talk with you about an action.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's see if you can guide us along, Chuck,
okay.
over here. Yeah. Okay, so I'm coming to the room. I say, Linda, is it possible for me to talk to you for 5 minutes?
Sure. Give me a second, and I'll complete what I'm doing. If that's okay with you.
Okay, so let's see. I understand I would say I understand what you're saying to me, right?
Yeah, let's see. The first thing is you changed it all around. See, I said, do this for me. And you said, I would like to talk to you. So it doesn't give direction. It seems like it does, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Then to do this for me and talk to me for a few minutes. Try that one.
Okay, so I'm coming to the room and I say, Linda, could...
Linda, talk to me for a few minutes.
Okay. Linda, talk to me for a few minutes.
Okay, sure. Be right there.
I want you to... Okay, so that worked out pretty good.
That was she's cooperating, but let's say usually...
But if
she's on the computer, she's not that cooperating.
If you're coming to me with an angry tone, I need to talk to you right now, you better believe I'm not going to respond. I'm going to be angry back.
Okay, Linda, I'm glad you mentioned that, because here's the issue. We're talking about the very beginnings of the Lewis approach. But let me mention something else that's important.
Mm.
There's two types of anger. Now, it won't sound like anger, but we use the word anger to get your attention. There's two types of anger. One is passive anger, which means it does not give the person directions as to what to do. And it's usually used followed by words like should, shouldn't, need, why, how, you, and words like that. Those are all passive anger. All passive anger poses painful experienced some degree of any pain to it. Hmm. And if I said, what are you doing? You have to start thinking. But if I say, tell me what you're doing, you don't have to think. You just tell me. So passive anger are passive words that we call like should, shouldn't, you, questioning, and so on. Direct anger are action verbs like do, take, tell. So I say, do this for me and talk to me. I'm not going to talk to you. I understand. Go
and
out
Chuck,
of the way.
Chuck, isn't it the intonation of the voice, basically?
Yes.
In other words, if you use any action verb and you have a loving voice, that would definitely, you know, open someone's heart and soul to coming close to you and saying, sure, no problem, I'll be right
yes.
with you.
Yeah, see, here's the issue that we say when we go into, see, this is very basic stuff. When you go into the use of anger, you use one, what we call one anger at a time. When you say, do this for me, the person's going to listen to see what it is they're supposed to be doing. But if I add another, what we call another anger in there, because part of the passive anger is raising your voice, let's say, do this for me, you're not going to do it. You're going to respond to the anger that the person doesn't want, the voice intonation. So what you want to do is always talk to a person and use descriptive words so they know exactly what it is that you want to do, what they want you to do. So you're not going to have to question, well, what is this all about? Why is this? Why is that? You want it to be very clear to them what it is that you want. Now, this works really effectively when you use action verbs and explaining things to people, and only one anger at a time. Because when you use the anger, what I found is when you tell people about anger, they think they have to raise their voice, yell, and curse, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not anger. That's passive anger. It's going to always create problems. And in marriages, this happens a lot, which escalates their problem, causes them not to get their needs met. Then they have problems with each other. Then they don't want to face each other. And you get this loving couple that got married because they were loving each other. They enjoyed each other. Starts even this conversation where they use passive anger. And they get each other all upset because their needs don't get met. See?
Hmm.
Because you say to Linda, talk to me for a few minutes. And she does. You're going to feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel good about it, she's going to feel good too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I need to talk to you since I'm busy. Well, first place, you're not getting your needs met. No matter how it goes, you're not going to feel that good about it. It's not that bad, but it's going to escalate if you keep it up. Look, Linda, I need to talk to you right now. I'm sorry, I'm not going to talk to you. See, that's where it goes. It just goes that way because of what you're doing.
Yeah,
because the words determine how the person's going to respond to you.
And so, then you feel angry and hurt.
Yes, because here's what happens. When you use passive anger, that is adrenaline. And you know what adrenaline is, the fight or flight hormone. You're ready to fight when you get adrenaline. Okay, now when you tell a person exactly what to do, it's a stable message that they can count on. So that now, when you talk to them, they know exactly what to do, and they make the decision whether to do it or not. Now, when you tell someone to do something for you, you're trying to get your needs met. Okay, when you tell the other person what to do for you in a way that they understand it, and they decide to do it, they're getting their needs met because they're being successful with you. That's why the book is called Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. If you get what you want and the person doesn't like you for it, you're not using the Lewis approach. You're using something else. So if you want to have a good relationship, essentially what you do is work on all your needs you want to get met. And you share that with the other person and help them know how to meet your needs and make you happy. And while they're working at making your needs, getting your needs happy, then they feel better too. Now, let me just say this to Linda, Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Linda, I'm very happy that you took the time to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And ask her how she feels about that.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so you know what, Chuck, because we're just about to go to break here. So when we come back, we will, you want us to do that part of the role playing. Very, very good. Okay, so yeah, so that note, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my wife, Linda, and our guest, Chuck Lewis, author of the book, Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. You know, Chuck, this is very interesting, what we were talking about before we had the commercial break. So, so now Linda and I, we begin, you see, I'll give you a quick example, Chuck. So sometimes we get to the point where the way I was raised is I would say to Linda, okay, that's it. You're not listening to me. I got to get out of here. I'm going for a walk. I need to calm down. And we both get upset at each other and nothing was resolved.
And when you walk out of there, you take your problems with you. And when you come
back,
you just may not talk about it. See,
yeah, and then he comes back feeling more calm, but he's still upset.
Right.
Yeah, because he didn't like what happened. And that's what happens. And people save these feelings for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Adrenaline is not supposed to be in your body for long. Because if it stays in long, that's when you start getting high blood pressure. That's when you start getting diabetes. That's when you start having cholesterol. That's when you start getting cancer. With this adrenaline, this very strong, potent energy in your body that does not get used. It doesn't go away. It stays in your system. So you want to use up the adrenaline. And the most effective way to do that is using action verbs. Tell me what you said. Explain that to me. Go over that a little bit more. And if you notice, these things sound pretty fine. But you're using intense anger. But the other person you're talking to can't feel a bit of it. They don't feel any of it at all.
You know, Chuck, I must tell you, I tell me if this is correct. I've heard, for example, many people say, you always do this to me, or you always behave like this. The word always makes people very upset, doesn't it?
It makes them upset, but the fact that they accuse, that's an accusation of passive anger.
Yes.
So let me tell you what I would do if a person says, Chuck, you always do that,
yeah.
don't you? You know, you always do that, and you get everybody all upset.
Yeah.
What I say is, I understand that. Let me get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, if you notice, if you said that, you don't feel upset with what I said. Because people are not trying to change me. People are trying to get their needs met. And when they say that you always do this, they're trying to get some need met that I don't know what it is. So if I tell them, let me get away with it, say, I can't let you get away with that. Because, see, this is what happened to me when I do that. Now they're talking about their problem.
Uh-huh.
See, if that's what you want. If they have the problem, don't get in the way. Leave them alone. Let them deal with their problem. The way you stay out of the way is, I understand that. Explain that. Let me get away with it.
I see.
And they'll tell you, I'm not going to let you get away with that. Well, tell me what you want me to do. But if you notice, I'm always using an action verb. Tell me what you want me to do. Explain that. Go into that a little bit more. All action verbs, first word. And people will not get escalated. They won't escalate. See, that's one of the things that causes marriage to go bad. Because you get these things, you always do this. You never do anything for me.
Mm-hmm,
and they're
mm-hmm.
using the word you, which is a passive anger. It's this unstable word because it shows that they're not getting needs met. So then if you stay out of the way, they will get to the problem the way you stay out of the way. Say, look, you're always doing this. You never consider my viewpoints.
Yeah.
And it upsets me so much. Then you say, well, tell me more about it. If you can see the value of how that smooth transition allows you to use your adrenaline so it doesn't build up and make you more upset, and it doesn't cause them to have more adrenaline, they have the same adrenaline they started with, and as they explain it, they're using up their adrenaline, they're going to feel better with you.
So Chuck, so what we hear from you, just by saying to your spouse or wherever you're dealing with a difficult person, just saying to them, could you please explain more about what you just said? That makes a difference?
Yeah, but the point is you have to use an action verb, the first word. Because if you say, would you please explain? No, I'm not going to explain it. But you tell them, explain it, then it doesn't confront them.
Uh-huh.
And it's very difficult because for the listeners and for here, you always must use, when you have problems with people, the first word you say to them is an action verb, like do. Take,
I see.
Tell, give.
Yes.
And this is what we do when we do consultations.
Yes.
We help you use those words right away. It's not words that's new. You don't have to memorize anything. Just put that word where it belongs first.
Yes. By the way, Chuck, I have good news for you. Apparently, one of our callers really wants to learn more about us, about you, and about, you know, about what you do. So I have a caller. Her name is Nadia. Let's say good morning to her. Or okay, good afternoon, maybe. Is she Nadia with us? Hello.
Hi,
yeah.
Yeah.
She...
Hello.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Hi. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm happy to be on the call right now.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that nice of you? So, Nadia, I believe you called us in. You called in to congratulate us. Is that it?
Yes, I am calling to congratulate you guys on this big movement that you guys did. And you're doing exactly what I believe in. You're doing this life coaching thing that this is something, a passion of mine. And, you know, it's so pure to be able to communicate what you already know how to live better with people. And you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, God bless you for that, Nadia. We really, you had a lot to do with it because you encourage us many times, you know, when the tough gets going, as the expression goes, and you say, no, just keep going, and things will happen. And isn't it amazing,
you know,
Nadia? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, but don't give me the credit for it because you know what? You guys saw something and you went after it. Some people see things and they don't know how to reach for it. And, you know, God was on your corner and, you know, and you made it through. And that's what people need to listen for and your words that you encouragement that you guys give. Because, you know, you guys went for it. You cannot just stand there and not grab it. You want it, you got to go for it. And you did that.
Well, thank you.
So
you
don't thank me for it.
well, thank you, Nadia. You see, and isn't it amazing? And as we now, as we get to have more and more interesting guests, the guest I have with me today is an amazing man. His name is Chuck Lewis, and him and his son wrote an amazing book. It's called Getting What You Want and Being Liked for It. He's a psychologist. What is your title exactly, Chuck?
A licensed clinical social worker.
There you go, licensed clinical social worker. You can say hello to him, Nadia. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Jack and his son. That's a very nice title there. You know, hearing it, so now I'll be looking for that book. I came on a little bit late because I came from school, so I didn't get a chance to get the beginning of your conversation. But, you know, like I said, the title that you wrote right there alone speaks volume. I myself am into the psychology field right now in the humanities and social services and things like that. So, like I said, anything that's environmental that is as pure as just simply helping someone to understand better how to understand themselves better in order to understand others is something to, you know, to celebrate.
Nadia, what's nice about it is that Chuck, see, it's amazing how we all resonate on the same page. You know, using what's called using the law of attraction. So Chuck, the father, and Charles, the son, they both got together to write this book, and here they basically have the same mission as we do, and that is to help save relationships, help save marriages. Isn't that amazing?
Well, yes, it is. And what Jeff did is that he already installed his son.
Yeah.
You know, the fundamentals that he needs to know in order for sons to be at the page, the level and page that he's on right now to even do this book with his father. It speaks a lot about his father and where he's taking his son and what he's teaching his son about life itself.
Yes, yes. And they, you see, and they're both very good examples. They've both been married for many years. Chuck, what was it, 51 years? 52 years, you said?
52.
52 years of marriage, Nadia. How you like that?
I love that.
You see?
Giving
people inspiration. Years. Go ahead. What were you saying, Chuck?
Charles has been married 24 years next month.
Yes, and Charles, his son, has been married 24 years. You see, so they're both what I think very good role models, Nadia, right, for people to see that it can be done.
Yes, it can be done. It takes work, and I'm sure that there was Chuck's work into it and his son would work into it because, I mean, we could make things sound perfect, but we do know that nothing's actually perfect. But if you work towards it, if you work at it, it can work. You cannot give up. You have to work at it.
Exactly.
Right,
now,
Chuck?
Nadia, by the way, Nadia, we need to go to commercial break. Would you like to continue with us for a few minutes, or you have to go?
No, sure. I would love to. My pleasure.
Okay, so then we'll be we're going to commercial break, and so we'll be right back, everyone.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies?
Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone. And it was really so nice, right, Linda, to hear from a friend, Nadia, who was from New York. She's kind of modest about it, but she definitely gave us a lot of encouragement to pursue our dreams and do what we believe in. Mm-hmm. And it's like I always say, it's very important to hang around positive people like Chuck and Charles, his son.
And yeah, people that are on your side that support you and support what you do.
Right, and believe in our cause. And I just want to say, by the way, quick note to all our listeners. So as we were talking, all of my Linda and I and Chuck, so this is for our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that we're doing our part. We are making the effort. This is our own expense so far. We spend a lot of money on this radio show, and we feel it's worth it. But it would really be very appreciative. We would really appreciate if each and every one of you, our faithful listeners who've been following us for 14 weeks, if you can please spread the message. If you know people who can help us sponsor our show, we need all the help we can get. This is a big task we took here, a big mission here. Again, we want to preserve our society. As I said, we want to have our society back. We don't believe that all these divorces are really necessary. And as you've been hearing from our guest, Chuck, here, that many divorces could be avoided just by following the Lewis approach. So on that note, Chuck, what else would you like to add to that?
Actually, you know, one of the big benefits of this approach, it doesn't take long. My partner was able to help a person over family problems, work problems, health problems, and all that in 6 weeks. 6 weeks, where he had been going to a therapist for years and not getting the results that he got from my partner. Mm-hmm. And it was so effective that his health got better, his doctor got involved, and was making referrals to us from back east. So, and people were getting better. And so we know that this works because, in the first place, I have a history of it in my work, because I work with people that no one else in the county could work with. Nobody. They couldn't even work with them. not only did I work with them, they all got better.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes, in other words, Chuck, so you have this ability, you have this unique ability, you know, we all have our talents. So your talent is obviously you are very good in getting to the root of the problem, if you will. You can help people really resolve their issue. Oh, by the way, good news. My engineer said to me, just indicated to me that Nadia is back. Okay,
oh,
so
nice.
Nadia, yes, Nadia, are you with us?
Yes, I'm sorry. You know the area.
No problem. So Nadia, you know, just maybe you want to ask Chuck a quick question about his system that might benefit our listeners.
I'm sorry. Can you please repeat that one time?
Yeah, maybe you want to ask Chuck a question that might benefit our listeners in terms of his Lewis approach, because you're both in the same field.
Yes. You've been doing it for a long time. What can you tell me that is now starting out in this field? What advice can you give me?
You mean in the mental health field or social services field?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what I always tell people to do is more effectively is learn policies and procedures, because one of the things that I found when I started practice is that there's people who don't know the policies and procedures and they'll criticize you. But if you know what the policies and procedures are, you will be always right. The other thing is that you listen to the clients, what they tell you, because what a person tells you is there's something underneath that guides them, something underneath their story. And if you listen carefully, you'll begin to hear what the stories are. With the Lewis approach, I couldn't use it exclusively in psychiatry because you're supposed to use traditional psychotherapy. I used it here and there because what you want to do is get the person to solve problems to where they, not necessarily solve problems, but get their needs met. Getting your needs met is more important than solving a problem, because your problem comes because you don't have your needs met. So the skill is, if you see a person with a need, and you get to understand the need that the person has, and you help them get that need met, you will be a very successful therapist. Very, very successful.
Thank you. I agree 100%. I agree 100% that your need is more important.
Yes.
Right. And you see, Nadia, so the thing is this, and now we're joining forces here.
I do agree, and sometimes reevaluation is better. It serves its purpose better than thinking you know it.
That's right. It's hard to know anything about another person totally, because really the person many times don't know themselves that well. That's why they go to therapists.
There you go.
Figure themselves out too.
Yeah. By the way, I want to say to Chuck and Nadia, you know, Nadia, I tell you, I feel we have so much to cover. 46 minutes goes by so quick, you know. In fact, my engineer just indicated to me we have about 2 minutes left before the next.
Okay, well, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to give you your time back. Once again, congratulations. Thank you for the time to talk to me. I will definitely keep going with following you, and you guys are doing an amazing job. And say hello to Shoshana.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Nadia, I just connected with you on Facebook.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And by the way, Nadia, we wish you all the best too, also, and we'll be in touch with you. So thank you very much.
Congratulations, Chuck, on your book, and best, most success.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Nadia.
Yes, you too. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so on that note, so, you know, Chuck, I just want to say to our listeners that I hope they really learned a lot today from our conversation. And so, Chuck, to summarize, again, how can people reach you so they can start, you know, doing things with you?
Okay, they can go on WeFixRelationships.com on the internet, or they can call me on my regular line. I answer the phone all the time at 213-280-0718. they can talk to me directly, and we can go from there.
Right. And again, your website is WeFixRelationships, right, with an S? WeFixRelationships.com, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so that note, so Chuck, thank you very much for, again, coming back to our show. We wouldn't mind having you as a regular here because, like I said, we definitely resonate with you and your son.
Okay,
and yes, and I want to thank Linda. Thank you for
joining you.
And we're happy again. So we completed our pilot series, and we're very happy. And so phase one is complete. Thank you again to all our faithful listeners. I want to wish you all a great day. And as I always say, please think about what we say, implement it, spread the good word, and we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.